Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, guys, I've been reading in the book of Acts here recently, and I'm looking at the life of Paul. I mean, I so admire Paul. I mean, you know, the very beginning when God revealed himself to him, you know, he told him, I'm going to show you things and how much you're going to have to suffer for me. You know, you think, you know, you hear something like that, you're like, I don't know about this, Jesus. I'm not so sure I'm going to do this. But you know what? You know, God used him powerfully. And
no doubt.
At one point, I was reading here in, I think in chapter 24. And this is like, Jesus had told him, he appeared to him one other time, and he told him he was going to go to Rome. And he was going to preach the gospel.
Right.
And, you know, so he started heading that way. Well, he ends up in Jerusalem and ends up getting arrested. And he ended up sitting in prison for 2 years.
Wow.
2 years now went by. And, but during that time, he got a lot of opportunity to share the gospel right where he was. He didn't let prison life stop him.
Right.
You know, he got audiences before Festus. He got audience before Felix, which were the, you know, the rulers of Jerusalem at that time. King Agrippa. I mean, he had several audiences.
Yeah.
You know, and it makes me think about, you know, the times where, you know, it's so easy to just stop when things come against you. Right. Things don't necessarily go your way, the way you planned or hoped.
No, this is Paul working, you know, for God here, you know, establishing churches and everything. He's arrested.
Right. And you think about, well, God, you told me I was going to Rome. What's up? You know, I'm sitting here rotting in this prison. But he didn't let that stop him. It's just like, okay, you know, I'm going to be faithful right where I'm at. And it was a challenge. You know, it's just like, God, there's no reason whatsoever at all. I'm not sitting in prison.
Exactly.
You know, I'm blessed. God, you've taken so good care of me. There's no reason. There's no excuses. We have no excuses. We live in the most blessed land on the face of the earth. You know, there's no reason we can't be faithful to God and do what he's called us to do.
If a man who's lost all of his conveniences and comforts in a prison that is by far, I'm sure, worse than any prison today.
Exactly. I mean, today's prison is probably like
the hotel.
Yeah, like Disney World compared to the prisons of those days.
Yeah, I mean, I think at one point there was a sewage that ran through one of the prisons cell that Paul was actually in. And we've been talking about offense. Can you imagine if Paul would have taken the opportunity to be offended? You know, because he was owed something.
Right.
It's just amazing what you're saying. You know, what excuse do we have?
Exactly. I mean, he was faithful. He was faithful to the very end. I mean, he did not stop. I mean, he went through some stuff. I mean, that was just, you know, the first time he went to prison. I mean, he went to jail many times, shipwrecked, beaten.
For doing something good, by the way.
For doing what God said to do.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
How's that part
Don't
of the
think
play?
It not strange when, you know, bad things may happen to you. It doesn't mean that, you know, God's mad at you and, you know, you're messing up. You're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Which sometimes that's the case, you know. You know, sometimes we're our worst enemies. But that doesn't mean God has left. God is not going to fulfill his promises.
That's right.
And it makes me think about a lot of things that God has told me that he was going to do. And not to, don't give up on those promises. You know, they may be delayed, but doesn't mean he's not going to fulfill them.
That's right.
You know, persist and keep praying and believe God. He's going to do what he said he's going to do.
Yeah.
And eventually Paul did make it to Rome. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, don't let our present circumstances derail our future. You know, that's just the enemy trying to trip you up.
Absolutely.
And he's going to create all kinds of circumstances, all kinds of fires at your feet to get you to stop.
And that's what he wins. He wins if you stop.
That's just it. He just wants you to stop. Don't do what God said. Don't do it. So,
it's powerful because when you look at it, you know, Paul was trying to do the right thing before God, you know, and he did the right thing. He did the right thing. He did everything God told him to do. He was sold out. He went from place to place, taught, you know, and shared the gospel. He turned cities upside down. They said, this man is turning our city upside down. One man, one torch, one fire goes to one of these cities, and I think it was the Athenians, and they were like, he is destroying our business to these gods, the silversmith. We got to get this guy out of here. Right. This one man. Mm-hmm. And so he gets locked up, and then, you know, Festus comes to him, Felix comes to him. He's talking to all these powers, and from prison, he had access to these governors, to power. He was able to speak truth to power. You know, listen, if you have complete faith in God, knowing that your life is in his hands, that's the first thing you need. I mean, Paul wasn't fretful. He wasn't biting his fingernails. He wasn't confused. He had a very clear understanding that I'm not in control of my own life, and I am in God's hands. Mm-hmm. I'm in his hands, and whatever he wants to do is going to be okay, because I understand the big picture. I understand the mission here. And sure enough, you can only imagine the smile on Paul's face. I mean, he's probably wondering, what am I doing here? I've got to go to Rome. I've got things to do. I've got letters to write, like these epistles. I mean, I got this stuff to do.
Right.
And I'm sitting in prison.
Right.
And not knowing that part of God's plan was to have Festus. He never probably would have had an audience with Festus. Mm-hmm. He never would have had an audience with Felix. Mm-hmm. And you think about your life and you rewind certain events, you wonder, man, this is a bad situation. I don't see how this can come out good. And then you live a little bit and you realize there's so many times in my life where there was a setback or a perceived setback, or there was something that happened that you think, oh man, this is not good. I mean, this is not good right now.
Right.
And when I look back at the end of it and I look back over the whole thing, I think, man, it's the best thing that could happen. Mm-hmm. It was this, what looked like a tragedy at the time looked horrible.
Right.
Wind up being the very best thing that I needed, and took me to the next level or the next place or whatever I had to do. Mm-hmm. And what you're saying about Paul is like the same thing. Paul didn't get offended. He didn't get stopped.
Right.
You only get offended if you're thinking about yourself, you know, and how this fits with your plans.
Right. You don't want to skip process because there's so much you have to learn. A lot of times when God tells you he's going to do something with you, that you're going to need to learn on the way to get there. Because a lot of times we can try and fast forward things to get to where we think that God wants us, but yet
you're not ready.
Our character can't keep us there because we have none.
Yeah, God's formulating your character on the way there. You want to be here. You want to be there. It's like you're not ready yet.
Yeah, talent's not enough.
No, it's not.
Makes us think about what we were talking about last week with David and Saul. The difference between the two.
Yeah,
you know, Saul skipped process.
Yeah,
you know, he wasn't willing, you know, to tough it out, and he ended up losing the kingdom. But David went through some process, many years of process.
Giftings can take you where your character can't keep you.
Exactly.
And Saul found that out.
That's right.
I mean, there was a gift there. He obviously was leading people, and he was able to do things. Mm-hmm. Right. And he didn't have the character to
keep him there.
To keep it there. Mm-mm. Yet David, like you're saying, that character was being formed throughout his life, and he went through all sorts of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Don't waste a trial. Listen, if God's pulling you through a trial, don't waste
it. Right.
I've seen so many people complain over a trial and be depressed and sad. It's like, why would you waste it? Don't waste a trial. Walk with God in the midst of the fire. I mean, Paul says, you know, you can know Jesus in the fellowship of our suffering.
That's right. You know, David was just a teenager when he got anointed to be king. Mm. But it was not until many, many years later. I think he was, what, 40 maybe?
I forget
how many years it was before he actually became king.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There's a process. You think about Joseph, you know, Joseph had the dream. He had the dream. God gave him a dream.
But he had a journey ahead of him.
He had a journey. He didn't realize that, you know, there was a process involved of being lied to, being sold to, being done wrong. I mean, he was done wrong and wrong and wrong and wrong again. And you can you only have two choices in life when bad things happen to you. I mean, you can get bitter or you can get better. Mm. But let me tell you, whichever one you choose, you know, you're going to eat the fruit of either one.
That's right.
and you look over and survey, you know, people's lives and situations and things that have happened, those have gotten bitter. I mean, they're destroyed inwardly. Their relationships are destroyed. Their health suffers immensely, mm-hmm. you know, and they're just depressed. They're just difficult people to be around. And it's just so sad. But then you allow other people that say, listen, this happened. And because I trust God, I know that everything that happened in my life is Father filtered. God did not allow. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. God's not going to allow anything in your life, you know, that he's not going to pull you through. You just got to be willing to handle the pull. You got to take the pull.
That's right.
Listen, God's doing something. You just got to trust him. You got to keep your eyes on him. Take him off of yourself. Think of the big picture. What is God trying to do? And give yourself 100% to it. And I'm telling you, don't judge what's happening here. Don't judge the small thing right in front of you, the pain in the trial. Let it run its course, because at the end of it, you're going to say, oh my goodness, God, you're so good. Who would have thunk, right? Mm-hmm. Who would have thought that this situation would have produced so much in my life and in my ministry and for your kingdom?
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.